Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got all the Monday stuff. We got Raw tonight. We got NXT tomorrow. We got Dynamite on Wednesday. We had a Collision and a SmackDown this past weekend. So, of course, we're going to talk about all of that and more on Friday. Well, kind of figured it was coming, and boy, did it ever. WWE did a bunch of roster cuts. We had a number of people from the main roster, 5 main roster wrestlers, and 11 NXT talents. And that's it for now. I don't think I've heard anything more new today. But spring cleaning, as normally happens, and many of them were folks that when you watched NXT last Tuesday, if you watched that NXT show, it seemed like they got rid of some people on air, which is basically what happened. So we'll tell you about all the people released, and also New Japan Dontaku, the final New Japan match of Tetsuya Naito, who was gone. And on his way out, he drew a gigantic crowd, because whatever you want to say about his future and such, he was a big draw, the biggest draw for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And we've got, of course, Resurgence coming up in a lineup for that. If you want, text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos, F4WOnline. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
There we go. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today, although he is furiously struggling with something over there. You all right?
Struggling with everything, my man.
Well.
But I'm here to support you.
That's right. We are here, everybody. And we got a lot to get into. And I got to start off with this, actually, since, you know, a lot of people listening to this show listen to all the shows over the weekend, so they know about the cuts. But if you don't know about them, we'll tell you about that in a second here. But first off, Dr. Carlton Kolker of Peak Wellness has filed a defamation lawsuit against attorney Ann Callis. She represents Janelle Grant in her lawsuit against WWE, Vince McMahon, and John Laurinaitis, which alleges sexual abuse, sex trafficking, workplace misconduct. In that case, Grant's team contends that Kolker and Peak Wellness facilitated her abuse by administering unapproved treatments, providing unidentified substances, and enabling McMahon's control over her. They also claim Peak Wellness has failed to provide complete documentation related to Grant's treatment. Kolker, through his attorneys, filed a 41-page complaint on Friday, which I've not yet seen, in the U.S. District Court for the District of Connecticut, alleging that Callis and the Holland Law Firm defamed him and his clinic via press releases distributed to media outlets and statements made during a live-streamed press conference on YouTube. The filing asserts that all relevant medical records were delivered to Grant's legal team last summer, includes emails relating to this as evidence. Kolker's team also denies that Grant was ever given unidentified substances, and states that she did not raise concerns when ending her treatment in 2022. Kolker is seeking punitive damages, alleging that Callis and her firm knowingly spread false information about him and his business. As of now, Callis has not responded to the lawsuit. So there you go. That is the latest. And we are still waiting for the judge to rule on whether or not the Vince McMahon, WWE, John Laurinaitis, Janelle Grant lawsuit should go to arbitration or if it should continue. And that could be years, which seems amazing when you think about it. Seems like it should be, well, should it or not? But still nothing. So that is the latest on that. Tom, did you watch Naito's last New Japan match?
I did not watch the match. To be honest, I probably haven't watched a Naito match in a while.
Wow.
But, you know, did he turn back the clock here? I thought what the biggest story coming out of it was his post-match comments, to be fair.
Well, he had his final match teaming with Bushi and Hiromu. Bushi also leaving, by the way. Kind of a package deal, old Bushi and Naito. And they beat Taichi Ishii, Taka Michinoku, and Shota Umino. When Shingo, who was also on the team, pinned Michinoku. Then they all raised each other's hands. The crowd cheered for Naito. They had a LIJ salute. The music played. And they left with their head held high. So they did not damage him on the way out. And it was the largest crowd in the city of Fukuoka for a wrestling show in 6 years. And I don't think that was because of Haruki Goto and Callum Newman in the main event.
Yeah, Fukuoka, I believe that might be the hometown of Jeff Cobb. I could be wrong on that. But Naito, after the match, backstage, gave these comments, Brian. He said, "I'm not sure if it will be the next tour or next year or the year after. I don't even know if it'll be the New Japan ring, but you'll see me again somewhere."
Well, negotiations fell through.
Not due to money.
It was funny because, I mean, all of us basically heard that it was just money. And then he did an interview, and he goes, it wasn't money. But then the rest of the interview is about how it was money. I think what he was upset about was the idea that he just kept demanding more and more and more and more and more. I think his story is basically, they made me an offer, and I was like, I'm out of here. There wasn't like a back and forth or negotiation or anything. But if they made him an offer, and he didn't like it, and he was out of there, that's about money, right? So anyway, it's hard because, you know, if you watch a lot of Naito matches, which Tom says he hasn't.
Well, not recently.
I mean,
if he's going to take his shirt off, I'll watch the match.
The reality is he is a shell of his former self in the ring, yet still the most over guy in the company. So it's a tough decision to make. And you can see, I mean, listen, he may have been insulted by the offer and everything like that, but it's not like they're offering everybody else all this money and not him. They're obviously cutting costs in a lot of different places, and nobody's making giant money. And, you know, I mean, what are we going to do with Naito now? What is there left to do, especially in the physical state that he's in? So, I mean, maybe he'll be back someday. I mean, maybe they can work something out, but that was it for now.
I'd pay to see Naito take on the new Hayabusa. How about that?
Yeah, you sprung it on us like a week ago. Hayabusa's back, you said. And we're like, what? And you go, he had a match! And Mike and I are like, Hayabusa had a match? What? And then you revealed it was a new Hayabusa. So he's not back. There's a new Hayabusa. That's how I have to say it.
Yes, Brian.
Yes.
But the character has returned. It's like La Parca is back in AAA. But I don't need to tell everybody it's not L.A. Park or the former La Parca.
So now that, in fact, Callum Newman did not win the IWGP Heavyweight title. Hmm. That might come as a shocker to some of you, but he didn't win. So we now have, what's next? After the match, after Goto beat him, he was confronted by Zack Sabre Jr. and Shingo. And so at Resurgence, which is coming up on May 9th in Ontario, California, which is, you know, basically the home of the Young Bucks, who are also on the show, we're going to get Goto Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP Heavyweight title in the rematch. Also got Takeshita versus ELP for the Never Openweight title. They had the ELP-Takeshita match for ELP's title, went to a draw. So we'll see what happens in this match. We got Ishii versus Drilla Maloney for the strong openweight title. We got Mercedes versus Izumi and Mina Shirakawa for the strong women's title. We have the world-class Wrecking Crew against Templario and TJP. We got Gabe Kidd, David Finlay, Clark Connors, and Ghetto versus the Young Bucks. And TBA, What are you doing that night, Tom?
It's not me. God, I think it's going to be some good brothers.
Me and you and the Young Bucks.
It ain't you either.
What an eight-man that would be. Fred Rosser versus Matt Vandegrift. And Alan Breeze versus CJ Tino. No Filthy Tom on the show.
Thanks for reminding me.
Well, I didn't know if maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I will be at the sold-out MLW Lucha Azteca show on Saturday evening. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, JCW in Asbury Park. Mothers get in free, where I will beat the one called Manders, and I will be the one who holds the WXW world title.
I wish this JCW was the Juggalo championship wrestling.
I have main evented one of their shows as well, actually, at The Gathering 2 years ago.
I would like the Insane Clown Posse to have made that offer to all mothers. You can come in free on Mother's Day.
I think they'll take any female.
All those Juggalo moms, you know? They're out there. Don't think they're not. Darby Allin.
This is a great story.
You like this segue?
Oh, great.
Darby Allin is, in fact, climbing Mount Everest. And I'm going to tell you the world record that he set after the break. Because we are going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what this guy did. And there's actually a part of the story that I find funnier than the actual world record. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So, Darby's climbing Mount Everest. He's at 20,958 feet. And he is now a world record holder. He posted a video to Instagram on Monday, so he's still got cell service, showing himself landing a backflip, a kickflip on a skateboard at 20,958 feet. To the best of public knowledge, it says here, this is the first documented world record for a highest elevation kickflip. I mean, that's pretty cool and everything like that, but I think the thing to me is, I've never hiked Everest, you know? I'm not like a big-time hiker, but I have hiked. And I always thought the idea was like, you know, when you're going to do a long, arduous hike, you want to pack light. He's climbing Mount Everest and took his skateboard with him. He's hiking with his skateboard. His skateboard is like in his gear. It's like in his gear bag, a skateboard. So I guess he's going to try and do a kickflip probably at the top of the mountain when he gets there. So good luck. Darby is doing great, said Dorji Sherpa, who is his guide. It took 3.5 hours. It was nice and clear, great views. Tomorrow we're going to continue our acclimatization with a hike. A nearby hill at 5,540 meters. So all the best to Darby. That's quite the hike. No joke.
Yeah. Brian, a typical skateboard weighs between 3 and 5 pounds.
Yeah, it does. But you know what? So, it takes up space, dude. It takes up space.
I'm just simply
and
giving
it's another
a fact.
5 pounds. Now you're defending it is what you're doing. I know you. Like you were defending Ava the other day. Tom, listen. I got all the respect in the world for you because you know exactly what buttons to push. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am.
I know.
But just not in this case.
Look at your face.
I'm more proud of Darby for climbing with an extra
five pounds. I'm far more proud of him than for you looking up how much a skateboard weighs. Now, got a lot of people cut. How come you don't like all my segues today?
What was that?
Moving on to the next story.
I'm sorry, I just cannot think about these cuts without thinking every time of Nick Gage calling out Shotzi for a match. Do you remember this right before Shotzi got signed?
I don't remember.
To
this.
Bury the lead.
Yeah, it's burying the lead, all right. Nick Gage versus Shotzi.
Well, he had just wrestled Priscilla Kelly, who, you know, you can mention in a second as well. But then he goes, I want Shotzi's! He's like, what?
Shotties?
Yeah. And then the match never happened.
I think that was when she was in Maximum Male Models. She was Shotties. All right, they cut Braun Strowman, and they cut Shayna Baszler. And I mentioned both of them first because, you know, the reason, largely the reason, is they're a little bit older, and they had pretty big money deals, especially Braun. And you know, there was a feeling of we've done probably about as much as we can do with them and we're paying them a lot of money and we got a lot of people coming up. And so that's that. Now, they do, WWE still does want to do something with Ronda Rousey. Shayna Baszler obviously retired Ronda Rousey, or at least her last match in WWE. She ran her off. So I could not say that there is no chance we will ever see Shayna Baszler again. And really, Braun Strowman, he got rehired. You guys remember why he was rehired? It was never like publicly stated, but the reality was they fired the guy. And then they had all of these other giants that they were going to have replace Braun Strowman. And with all due respect, they all sucked. And they realized, actually, he was a pretty good giant. So they brought him back. But now he's on his way out, probably because we got a bunch of Obafemis and such in the wings that will be up probably sooner rather than later. But I cannot say we'll never see Shayna again, because if they make a deal with Ronda and Ronda wants Shayna back, she'll be back. So there's that. Dakota Kai was probably the biggest surprise, I would say. And, I mean, I don't know what the story is there other than, and I don't know if this is official, but I was kind of told unofficially that Damage Control's done. The group it's done. And that probably means that maybe, you know, Asuka and Kairi might come back as a tag team. And Io's obviously a big star, single star. And maybe they just figure that, you know, Dakota, she's not going to be at the level of an Io. Doesn't have a partner. We don't do a six-man, six-woman division. So, you know, she got cut. But that one is surprising.
Brian, are Asuka and Kairi injured? Is that what's going on here?
Well, Asuka was injured. Kairi, I think, could return at any time. She was injured.
She's jacked.
Yeah, she's jacked now. She's training hard. Caden Carter and Katana Chance were released. And
oh, Mike. Mike must be crying.
Now he's celebrating. He didn't like him. But
I know.
I got nothing against Caden or Katana, really. But my point with Katana is, you know, she was obviously very small, but she was very athletic. And when she first showed up, I mean, she wasn't ready for the main roster. But it was very obvious when you watched her that, like, she could be a female Rey, where, like, little girls would just be like, oh, my God, she's my favorite wrestler. She climbs the pole as her ring entrance. She does all these flips. She's really small. But they put her in a team as party girls. And, I mean, I thought they were a fine team. But, you know, that was just, I think they felt that was as far as they were going to get. And someone here in the chat says the women's division got gutted. Well, here's the thing.
The main roster.
Well, as of Friday, the women's division got gutted. But the women's division got gutted because they have tons of women. And they're going to see a bunch of them coming up to the main roster soon. I mean, do you remember when they started the U.S. and the women's intercontinental title? And I was like, we do not need these. Oh, Brian, you're sex, blah, blah, blah. No, it's there aren't that many women on the main roster. Why do we need a secondary singles title when we have like 11 women on one roster and 13 on the other? It's like, it doesn't make any sense. So then I looked at the NXT roster. And NXT, and I'm not talking like developmental. I'm talking the NXT television show. 30 women on the NXT television show, which is obviously way too many. And we've got a lot of women that are very soon going to be coming up to the main roster. So, yeah, they gutted the main roster to make room for a bunch of other women that are coming up. Cora Jade is gone. Yes.
A number of them are ready, too. A number of them should be. Like, Stephanie Vaquer is a star.
Stephanie and Julia and
Jordan
Roxanne
Grace.
And Jordan. Yes, you can go on and on. They need to be on the main roster. So,
Lash Legend.
Lash is coming up soon because they got rid of Jakara Jackson. And I think, like, Jakara Jackson, Gigi Dolan, Cora Jade, Eddie Thorpe, Oro Mensah, Javier and Danny Palmer, all of them.
So Oro Mensah is not going to evolve, Brian?
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. All of those names that I just mentioned, I think the issue, and I would disagree actually about Oro Mensah. I haven't even seen Javier and Danny on TV. They must be in Evolve or something. But the point is, I talked about this a long time ago. The new thing with developmental is they hire so many people. And by the way, they got a big tryout coming. They hire so many people, and they have so many bodies in the performance center that the deal is every 6 months you get evaluated. Are you improving? If the answer is yes, you're safe. If after 6 months they look at you and they think this person is stagnant or this person is worse, that's it. You're out of here. And so I think every single one of those names fell victim to that. You know, Cora got hurt, and she came back, and she was not what she was before. So she regressed. You know, Gigi Dolan is probably at the exact same level that she was. Nothing against her. She's a good worker, but she's at the same level that she was before. Eddie Thorpe had pretty much, you know, he'd leveled out in NXT. And Chikara leveled out. You know, Oro Mensah, I actually was impressed with Oro Mensah, but apparently they weren't. And I haven't even seen Javier and Danny. Like, those are two of those names where they get cut and you thought they'd already been cut. And so that leaves us to, you know, the Coffees and Wolfgang, Gallus. And I don't know. I have nothing against them whatsoever, but it was like they were three guys. And they didn't really stand out. The audience never really got behind them as babyfaces or heels. They would just show up every now and then and put the brakes on somebody who was getting over. I always wondered why. And now they're gone. And Riley Osborne. I thought Riley was pretty talented, but Riley was one of those folks that there was more to it than just all of that. And one of the big things was, you know, there are people that they want to go and help out Evolve, and I was told he did not want to go to Evolve, and he made it very well known, and he's definitely not going to Evolve now. He's not going anywhere. I mean, go somewhere, but he's not going to NXT or Evolve or WWE because he was cut. So there were others that there were issues on top of everything I just mentioned, but that's the list of cuts. So there you go. Any comments on any of them?
Are you there? I mean, I'm sure the ones that want to continue wrestling will be fine. You know, I've already seen Carl Fredericks, Eddie Thorpe. I'm sorry, pick up a number of DJing gigs. So it looks like he's got some stuff on the horizon. And it looks like a lot of these, you know, released wrestlers are looking to pick up independent dates. So you may see him around sooner than later.
Maybe in the ring with Tom. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And Filthy's going to be here Wednesday as well. And I won't say the name yet because I always somehow get cursed when I do this. But I think we're going to have a real fun name on the show on Wednesday. I'm in the middle of getting it set up right now. For those of you who are fans of women's wrestling, I'll just say that. Tonight on Raw, it is, I can't even believe I'm saying this, Rusev versus Otis.
What?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I can't believe you said it either.
Rusev versus Otis is tonight on Monday Night Raw. What a world we live in. JD McDonagh will face Penta, which should be awesome. Unless they work a match like Santos and Phoenix on Thursday. And Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman, and Braun Breaker will appear. Do we have anything else? Anything else I need to know?
Yes. Actually, Gunther's suspension has been lifted. He will have a face-to-face with Pat McAfee.
What?
Tonight.
That's not going to end well.
The benevolent Pat McAfee.
Wow. Huh. Well, Tuesday on NXT, we have the number one contenders battle royal for the NXT championship with a whole bunch of Evolve wrestlers in it, apparently.
Timothy Thatcher
is
right behind me. Look at that picture signed to me.
Yeah. Look at that. And we've also got the NXT Women's Title number one contenders match with Julia and Jordan Grace. And three members of Dark State will face Hank and Tank and Joe Hendry. And Kalani Jordan will face Zarya. I talked about on this show I was going to start reviewing or watching and reviewing TNA. And then TNA managed to TNA itself, and the show was unavailable on Thursday like it's supposed to be, so I wasn't able to watch it for Friday. But I did go on the treadmill this weekend, and I watched most of this week's show. And while I have not finished it yet, I will say this. There is a match with Zach Wentz versus Moose. This freaking match was awesome. It was better than anything on SmackDown, and it was better than anything on Collision. This freaking match was so great, and these fans were going wild for this match. And we had a couple of people that went to the taping, and they were like, yep, crowd went nuts. So if you have it on, like, your DVR, or if you have Impact Plus, go watch the Moose, Zach Wentz. It was not all 10 of them. They've been actually doing pretty good crowds lately. Did 4,000 for that show, pay-per-view. But if you've got it, go check that match out, and you will not regret it. Young Bucks and Ricochet versus Swerve, Speedball, and Mark Briscoe in our party match on Wednesday's Dynamite. Samoa Joe versus Claudio Castagnoli, and a sit-down interview with Jamie Hayter. She will not stand. All right. What do you think of SmackDown this week?
I guess it was there. It wasn't like a deplorable watch, but honestly, I couldn't tell you much from the show. Except the standout thing to me was what happened to poor Pretty Deadly.
Yeah.
Do we have an update?
Well, we don't have an update, which usually means concussion. I'm not saying he has a concussion because I don't know, but all I can tell you is, and this is factual, anytime we don't get an injury update, it's usually a concussion. If he had just like lost a tooth or broken his nose or whatever, I mean, we usually get that information, but deadly silence for the update on poor was Elton Prince.
Yeah, it looked to me, now there was a Pretty Deadly versus Fraxium match.
Yes.
And it looked to me like Nathan Frazier broke Prince's jaw. Like there was blood pouring out of his mouth.
Yeah, this was not his nose.
On a shooting star, a standing shooting star press, his left forearm kind of crushed Prince's face to me, it looked like. And there was a spot where he was getting pinned right then. And he really, I mean, his right shoulder may have been up, but he didn't kick out.
No, he didn't kick out at all.
But his shoulder was up because he was grabbing his face, you know, holding it in place. And then they did a spot where he kind of got knocked to the floor. And we never saw him again in that match. So
they got him out of there. But, I mean, if we're being completely fair, they didn't get him out of there fast enough. I mean, it was very obvious when he didn't kick out. When you don't kick out because you got your head landed on, you're not in a good state of mind. And they should have got him out, like, at that instant. But they let him, like, get up, and they did something to get him to the corner. And then they got a tag, and he got out of there. But, I mean, we never saw him again. And then they had another screw-up because I think in the back they probably told the referee to take it home. And so she just counted a pin, and the wrestlers were thinking something different, take it home, like do an actual finish. So that got screwed up. But it was a disaster. But, like, Fraxium is so good and pretty deadly. They're like a good old-school tag team. It was like as good a match as you're going to have with an absolute disaster going on in the middle of it.
Yeah. 8 minutes of all action, really. The other big stories coming out of SmackDown, I would say, we started off with LA Knight and Damian Priest arguing back and forth. They had a match scheduled for later on in the evening, but we got it to open the show. And then, as seems to be customary, we got a run-in.
Yeah, we did.
A run-in by Solo Sikoa. Ruined the match. Attacked Priest on the floor. Laid into Knight with punches. Priest came back. LA Knight came back. Hit the BFT on Solo. And then Fatu ran out. Took them out. And later on, it was revealed that due to Nick Aldis, Fatu would be defending his title against not only Damian Priest, but also LA Knight at Backlash. And then Solo Sikoa says, well, huh? What about Drew McIntyre? He's the number one contender. And Nick Aldis says, ah, you know what? Good point. He will defend against all three men. Fatu walks off. Solo says, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to screw Fatu. And Nick Aldis says, no, that's what you're trying to do.
No, you are, he said.
Oh, sorry.
Close enough. But you know, I hate watching a good long match and having a stupid finish. Ugh. But you can see what they're doing. I know some people have WWE Vince McMahon PTSD, but this writing is so much better than it used to be. And the example I'm going to give you is this, okay? This feud with Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre, okay? Drew McIntyre does these promos, and he explains, I have been screwed over and over and over again. And every time I've been screwed, you, Damian Priest, were either involved or you capitalized on it. And they literally go back and they show us all of this stuff. And it's like, my God, you didn't think about it at the time, but yeah, Damian Priest cashed in here. Yeah, Damian Priest got involved here. Like, Drew's a heel, and he gets heel heat, but he's not wrong. And you can see that it actually has happened exactly as he's explained it.
This guy is not a heel.
Well, he's not, but he's probably turning babyface soon if you watch the pay-per-view match. He was doing a lot of babyface stuff. But the point is, like, all of this stuff that's irritating, like, oh, my God, Solo just ran in, blah, blah, blah. This isn't like we don't know who we want to win. We booked a match, so we'll just have a screw job finish. No, there's a point to this. Solo, by running in twice now, has completely screwed Jacob Fatu. It was supposed to be Jacob Fatu against the winner last week, but Solo got involved and it was a DQ. And then we had the match this week and he got involved again. And because he got involved twice, all of these different things, Nick Aldis first signs a three-way. Solo says, well, hold on, it doesn't make any sense. So Nick Aldis goes, you're right, should be a four-way. So now Jacob is double screwed. And it's not like a coincidence. It's not like, oh, hey, let's do another four-way. No, there's a reason all of this happened in storyline. And someday, when Jacob Fatu turns babyface, he'll be able to say, Solo, you have been trying to screw me from day one. You ran in during that match with Drew McIntyre. You ran in during that match with LA Knight. You ended up opening your big mouth and I got put in a four-way. It's all part of a longer story that they will reference in the future. So I like that, even if I hate DQs.
Yeah. Just to clarify, Solo didn't cause a DQ last week. Damian Priest did.
Well, he did.
The ref missed the Solo interference.
But yeah, Solo was involved, though.
Yeah, which also leaves the point that Solo was going to take out LA Knight, which would have led to Drew McIntyre winning anyways.
Yes.
You know?
So this is not just stupid, hey, let's book a match where we don't want a winner and get a DQ out of it so we don't have to beat somebody. No, there is a specific reason that these matches are ending like this with these individuals setting up these matches and things further down the road, not just matches at the pay-per-view.
And also very similar to this is what I would say was the other big development on this show was the main event that took place with Tiffany and Jade taking on Nia Jax and Naomi, where they weaved all of the stories that these women currently have going on with each other, much like the LA Knight and
yeah, it's the same thing. Naomi comes out and she's like, dude, you guys have made my life miserable.
Like, she said she screwed me
for years and years and years.
She threatened to throw Nia under a car.
Yeah.
I will throw you not on top of a vehicle, but under it.
Yeah, she threatened to kill her for what Tiffany and Nia had done to her. But she still teamed with Nia because they were facing the two baby faces. And again, at the end, I mean, you can see where they're going. It's going to be Jade versus Tiffany for the title. But Jade has to get past Naomi, even though she already beat her. Naomi's not done with her yet. I mean, there's good little pieces of the puzzle being put together here.
And Nia really, like, she had no problem just squishing Naomi during the match either and taking her out. It wasn't like she had any, you know, any reservations about that. So always good to see Nia Jax back in action. And, I did not expect the women's title program after WrestleMania to be Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill. But hey,
well,
that's
what
they went with, and it's worked.
Well, I'll say this, you know, as Dave pointed out, they've got that new show coming up, the behind the scenes look at writing and everything, and they had a commercial for it, and during the commercial, this was filmed months and months ago. There's like a piece of paper on a table or something.
It's on the whiteboard.
On a whiteboard or whatever, and if you zoom in, like you can see what the lineup was for WrestleMania. And at the time, Jade was going to be the champion going into WrestleMania. But, of course, Jade ended up getting hurt. All the plans changed. Tiffany ended up the champion or whatever. But, you know, Jade is, she's going to be the champion. And she's probably going to win it from Tiffany, but you know, we'll see where they end up. What do you think about Aleister almost getting beat by The Miz?
Come on. Almost getting beat by The Miz?
Miz dominated this match, bro. He beat him and beat him and beat him.
What buttons are you trying to push? Are you trying to push your own buttons?
I could not believe that. Aleister Black, bro, I don't care if it was 50-50 or what. Aleister should have gone in and murdered The Miz. What are we doing having a competitive match? It's his freaking debut. What are we doing? He's going 50. Hey, let me ask you a question, even though you don't watch it. When Aleister Black was Malakai Black in AEW for like 2 years, 3 years, whatever, okay? He didn't have a lot of singles matches. But can you name me one singles match he had that was as competitive as his match here with The Miz? You can't, because there wasn't one. Because this is freaking ridiculous that he went 50-50 with The Miz. God. Disgusted.
I don't think he went 50-50 with him. I think the match just went
a
while.
It might have been 60-40.
Because Aleister Black made a moment out of every move he was doing.
Nah, Miz beat him all the way through that four-minute break you fast-forwarded through. Yeah.
Can you blame me?
All right. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now, first off, it's TNA Plus and not Impact Plus. But second off, this fella Ken here says, Brian suddenly hating 50-50 matches is hilarious. I got a question for you, Ken. Are you acting stupid or are you actually stupid? Listen, there's no one answer to how a match should be. Every match is different. So, for example, should Aleister Black make his big return to WWE after 4 years and go 50-50 with The Miz, who, by the way, hasn't had a singles win on WWE TV since April of 2024. That's over a year ago. No, he shouldn't go 50-50 with the guy. However, does Toni Storm really need to be going 50-50 with Lady Frost? No. She should be smashing Lady Frost. Should the Hangman and Will Ospreay go 50-50 at the pay-per-view in the finals of the Owen Cup, or should they go like 90-10? Well, they should go 50-50, right? Sometimes a match should not go 50-50. Sometimes a match should go 50-50. You're acting stupid if you can't, like, differentiate between when it's important to go 50-50 and when you shouldn't go 50-50. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't mind a 50-50 match when it's the right match. I do mind when it's the wrong match. Sometimes one person needs to be pushes a star over someone who's a geek. And when they go 50-50, they both end up geeks. Do you know what I'm saying, Tom?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So what you're saying is you prefer a 90-10 split on the radio show?
I hate
you.
But I'll see you Wednesday. Wrestling Observer Live.